This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, to Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. The war in Ukraine, the anxiety of the earth now that we're entering into something that looks like a Cold War, includes China. And the China threat weighs upon Australia. But first, the oligarchs. All the attention is on London, on so-called Londongrad. But I learned from the Guardian newspaper in London that Australia has its own oligarchs. One very well-known, Deripaska, who is a major friend of Vladimir Putin, and one I did not know, Viktor Vekselberg. And I want to explore Vekselberg because he's participating in a gas project in Beetaloo Basin, which I learned from Scott is in the Northern Territory. Scott, a very good day to you. You've got your own oligarchs, and I'm guessing that there's going to be pursuit of their assets the way there is in London now. They chased Abramovich all the way back to Moscow in his airplane with his yacht. So where is the Beetaloo Basin? What is the Northern Territory? Good day to you, Scott.
Good day, John. Yeah, the Northern Territory, it's pretty much just a couple of areas of the Northern Territory are homes and towns and communities, but a lot of it is just a vast area of land untouched. And I bet somebody somewhere has decided, well, let's just set up camp here. We'll do this, we'll do that. Nobody will notice. And that seems to have occurred because it wasn't until our discussion this week, John, that anything was raised about this particular gas field in the Northern Territory. It's gone unnoticed until now. And this has certainly raised some questions as to what is the Scott Morrison government in Australia doing by turning a blind eye, it seems, to this little operation whilst the rest of the world is coming down hard on Russia and its associates in this war with Ukraine.
Yes, the Guardian is reporting that these two oligarchs were not among 41 oligarchs and family members. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs says were hit with sanctions on oligarchs. Mm-hmm. So these two were not among them. However, this is a pending story. Just know worldwide, the oligarch money is everywhere. And it's not like we didn't know about it. We knew about it. Nothing was done until now. We move now to this anxiety about China, which dominates the news pages in Australia far more than Russia and the aggression in Ukraine. China has declared something like a rhetorical war against Australia. What you're doing about it is the puzzle. I read that Australia is going to source critical materials elsewhere besides China. Is there an understanding that you're breaking off trade with China, that you don't trust it, Scott?
I think a lot of this has to do with the China, the threats, the words being used, very careful words being used in discussions about China at the moment, because we've relied on China for a lot of products and merchandise. But yes, there is a great concern at the moment that is there going to be a breakaway? Is China going to involve itself in a war of some kind? What will Australia do? So Australia has suddenly realised, wow, we need to be more self-reliant. So Australia's been looking within Australia for a lot of its resources to see what we can develop from there. And I think that's part of the problem, developing our own resources, because we usually ship it offshore for production of various products, and then we buy it back again. But what do we do if we cannot rely on China for resourcing materials? What else is there for us to do? So this is might be a case of too little too late. It may also be a case of just Australia trying to flex its elbow, trying to show a bit of strength here to say China's not the only place where we can do things.
You're in an election cycle. Scott Morrison is running to extend his time in the premiership. So therefore, it's okay to be suspicious that there's a lot of politics going on here. But there is a genuine threat by China. Is that correct, Scott? It's not just election year threat.
It's a lot of threat in China. We've seen things ramp up. Will China involve itself in the Russia-Ukraine thing? Is China pushing to take over Taiwan? We've even had the reports that Australia is beefing up its monitoring services in Antarctica for fear of a China takeover. There is a lot of talk. There's a lot of politics going on. What will happen next? And of course, we're seeing more military involvement with the US, with more forces being based in Australia as well.
Yeah, let's go to that report, because Darwin is in the Northern Territory. I knew that much. I knew it from 1942 when MacArthur retreated to Darwin. But what's happening now? What is the expectation of US basing troops in Australia?
The reports we're getting, same as you, we're getting more utilization of US forces in Australia. We're getting more servicemen and women from the US being based in Australia. That is happening, and it's going to continue to grow. Darwin is a natural place. It's a jumping off port for military services, especially to the north of us. It's so close to China, Indonesia, and various other areas. You may recall it was well utilized during the Second World War and was bombed multiple times in the Second World War. It's a known port. So Darwin will be definitely a base for US service personnel in the coming days, I would imagine.
Scott, I'm puzzled about how the public is responding to this, because Australia's a country that knows how to fight. It participated in the Vietnam War and the Korean War. It's participated in the War on Terror. Certainly your volunteer forces have been present. But the defense minister, Peter Dutton, warned last year conflict with China shouldn't be discounted, and repeated that about the China intentions to make war. We're talking about war, right, Scott? We're not talking about economic war, cutoff war, to attack Australia. Is that the, and what does the public make of this? Is there denial? Is there a cynicism about this being an election year?
Well, a couple of things. There is a lot of talk that the Australian government's using this as an election tool. But we've been caught with our pants down. We've been a country that has been working to smooth things over for so many years. There have been cutbacks in the defence force in Australia over the years. We've been caught with our pants down. Now's the time where we need more resources, more funding for the defence forces, and we just don't have it. So as part of an election tool, unofficial, of course, the government's making this major announcement to beef up our own security forces and to seek the involvement of the US service men and women to stay in Australia to help us should there be a crisis with China in the near future.
The pandemic, we must attend to it, because there are shutdowns being reported in China routinely now, whole provinces, millions of people. How is the pandemic now in these final 30 seconds? Is Queensland open? Is Sydney open? What about the Western Australia?
Western Australia has reopened its border. We've got, we're pretty much into a fully functioning country at the moment, but we have noticed that our cases are skyrocketing. But because we're going into a new chapter of this pandemic, we're going back to a business as usual. The economy's got to get back on track. If you become sick, take some days off and then go back to work. That is the general synopsis in Australia with this pandemic now.
Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.